Hello, my name is Joshua Drew. I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft. During the course of this series, we're going to talk about developing for the Microsoft Health Band. If you're not familiar with the Microsoft Health Band, it's a wearable technology that tracks your heart rate, and it does a bunch of other things with the sensors inside, such as tracking your distance if you went for a walk or a run. It has GPS to track your location along with a phone app, but also provides some other sensors such as a skin sensor, accelerometer and a gyrometer as well. So it's a pretty cool device, but we're going to talk about developing applications that take advantage of this sensor, the sensor data that's on this Microsoft Health Band. And we're going to look at a couple different ways. The first way is we're going to look at what's called a web tile, and it's a really an easy way to interact with the Health Band from a consumption standpoint, and we'll get into that when we start talking about web tiles. The other way is really from the SDK standpoint, which really would take advantage of all the sensor data. We're going to really look at the Windows, building a Windows application that takes advantage of the sensor data. But then we're going to look at the other two major platforms, Android and iOS, and how we can integrate those applications into the Microsoft Health Band and vice versa. Then we're going to start looking at some other ways we can interact with the band, such as microcontrollers, kind of like an Arduino, as well as taking some of that sensor data and put it up to the cloud for further analytics. It's a pretty cool series. Stay with me, and we're going to get started right now.
So let's navigate over to microsoftband.com, and it'll load up the homepage of the Microsoft Band website. As you can see, you can start pre-ordering for version 2, which was just announced a short while ago. You can take look at some of the features and whatnot. But we're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom, and we're going to go to where the developers are. So here's the developer section. We're going to click on Microsoft Band. And this is kind of the developer portal. As you can see here, we have three distinct technologies that we could play around with. You know, the first one is this Band SDK, and that's where we'll develop applications for the mobile device to take advantage of the sensor data that we get from the band. Web tile is what we're going to look at right now. It's a pretty easy step-by-step tutorial in terms of getting up and running, having a tile for the band to consume some third-party or web content data, and then we'll look into the cloud API as far as the Microsoft Health Cloud API, so how we can enhance our application to take advantage of some of the data and services from within Microsoft Health. Okay, so let's click on Get Started, and we'll get to our band tile page. And you can use an RSS feed that returns JSON data or XML data to showcase on your band. There's some documentation and some sample code to get going. So we're going to click on Get Started. Now, what we see here is our layout that we can choose for our particular band. So we have a single page tile. So this is, you know, a few different examples that we see on the screen. But a single page tile is great for just information that's being pushed down to the band. A multiple page tile allows you to have, obviously, multiple pages. So maybe the first content that you see is some quick synopsis of the data, and then as you dig deep, there's multiple pages which kind of go into detail. Great. So for our example, I'm going to choose a multiple page tile, and for the first page, this header and metric looks pretty good because the example that we're going to use is kind of a stock quote. So I'll hit next, and this is where you enter in your URL. So if you have a custom URL that you're returning specific data for, you can put that in here. As long as it's a valid JSON or RSS XML feed, that'll work. But for our example, I'm going to use a Yahoo URL that returns stock quotes. So I'm just going to paste that in there right now. And it's bringing back Microsoft stock quote. So I'll hit next. And what it does is it goes out, grabs that particular URL, and parses the JSON and puts it in this little field for you so that you can click and drag it into the specific sections. So if you don't know how to read some of these objects, be sure to take a look at the API documentation so you can figure out what each one of these mean. But for our example, it's pretty self-explanatory. Symbol is Microsoft, so that's what I want in the header. So I'm just going to click and drag that. And I want to show price as well. So I'm going to click and drag price and put that into the price section. Now, if I wanted to add a new feed, such as a different stock quote, I can click the plus sign right here. And what that'll do is open up another screen where I can import another URL. So, For instance, we have MSFT as our stock quote. Maybe I would use FBook, right, for Facebook and get that. So I can have a few different URLs going. But in our example, I want to do multiple pages. I want to show that we have the stock ticker of Microsoft. The current share price is at 46.82. And so what I'll do is I'm going to click plus, which adds another page. And I can choose a few different layout options as well. What I want to do is I want to choose this one, header and primary and secondary content. So I'm going to choose that. I'll hit add. And for the header, I will choose the Microsoft Corporation, and that's fine. And I want to choose the volume. I guess volume is kind of good to show. So I'm going to have volume. So I will type in volume, and we'll see that as well. Cool. So now I'm going to hit next. So this is the notification screen, or the tile notification screen. So web tiles can include notifications, which is basically a section to describe some type of condition that should cause the delivery of a dialogue notification to the user's band, along with the content, right? So for every time data is refreshed, this expression will be evaluated until it is found, and then it will trigger a notification. So in our case, I'm just going to type in, our stock quote. So I just grab this, put that over here, and it's a stock quote. And now our condition will be, currently the stock quote is at 46. So I'm looking for our stock quote, and is it, let's say, greater than 45? Or maybe I'll do it less than. I want to know when it drops, right? Or maybe I want to know when it goes up. I guess it really doesn't matter. In our example, I want to know when it goes up. So right now it's at 46. I want to know when it goes beyond 47. And again, this is just an example to see how all of this stuff works. And I can hit next. I could give it a name, describe my tile, who's it created by. I could give it an icon. I can upload an icon, change the theme colors, or default to the band theme colors. And then once I do that, I click next. And what it's going to do is actually generate a manifest file. And that manifest file I will then go save out to my OneDrive. I will maybe attach it to an email, and I can send that to everyone that I want to have install on the band. So it doesn't really provide a quote-unquote an application per se. What it does is it provides a manifest file that you actually open up within your OneDrive or Dropbox or your email attachment. And the Microsoft Health app will actually install that particular feed or that manifest file on your application. Great, so let's open up Visual Studio and create a new project. Here I'm just gonna create a new Windows Phone project, give it a name, and save it in a particular location. So once the project is created, we need to install the SDK, and that is through the NuGet packages. So I'll click on download and look at the installation command that I need to run. So I'll go to my packet manager. I will go to the command console of the packet manager, and I'll issue the command to install the Microsoft Band SDK. Once I do that, it'll add the references needed to reference the SDK. Now I need to open up the package manifest. I have to add a capability of proximity. But the big thing really is on the code side, so I'll click on View Code and take a look at this, and I need to input some values to get the device capability working within my application. So once that's done, I can now start coding, and I just created a simple layout here which has some buttons, and the main button is really the connect button, and we'll get to that in a second. But first I need to add some references to the band, right? So I'm adding the band and the sensors. And I'm also going to use some threading, so I'll have to add a task library as well. So the connect button is really going to kick everything off. So the big thing I really need to do is try to find the bands when I click connect. So the way to do that is there's a method called getBandAsync through the band client manager. And this will look to see if there's a band already paired. If it is, great. If not, it'll display a little message to the user to pair the band. Once I do have a band, I can now start subscribing to different events. In our case, we want to subscribe to the accelerometer event, and that would be on the reading change. So I'll create an event handler for that. But basically it's the same thing if I wanted to subscribe to a gyroscope or another sensor reading. One thing to note, if I am subscribing to a heart rate, I have to utilize the user consent. That is one of the sensors that require the user's consent before you can grab that particular data. So these last couple lines are basically putting a pause or a delay in between reading the data and stop reading the data. Now let's get into the event handler itself. So the first thing I need to do is create an asynchronous method for this handler. And then I'm going to cast the sensor reading into a band accelerator interface so I can access the X, Y, and Z coordinates in a moment. And then I'll just wrap this around a dispatcher to update the display with the particular coordinates. So here I just deployed it to a test phone and made sure the band is connected. So I'm going to open up my app, band app, and I will now connect. Click the button connect so it actually connects out to the band. And you will see the XYZ values being displayed. So that's a quick and easy way to get going with the Microsoft band. You know, we saw the web tiles, which you can create a quick content that you can consume. We looked at adding the SDK for a Windows Phone app. So that was pretty simple. And here's a few links on the screen. So developer.microsoftband.com for more information, documentation, sample code. You can download all that stuff there. Any code that I have on the screen, I will also put in my GitHub. So it's github.com/jdruid. My website is drew5.net. I have tutorials out there as well. And you can always follow me on Twitter at jdruid. Thanks for watching and stay tuned for the next series, which will be looking at the Android SDK for the Microsoft Band.